This is Wild About Utah.
When life throws scary at you, what do you do? As we increasingly consider mental and emotional health issues and strategies, I find that my answer is that I go to the forest. Of course, I go there when things are going smoothly too, but I agree with Henry David Thoreau when he wrote, "When I would recreate myself, I seek the darkest wood." He, in fact, recommended the most dismal swamp, but that is a little too slimy for me. I will stick with solid soil. A few weeks ago, I spied a bat dangling from the bricks on my front porch as I gazed at the moon, just as I had asked my young students to do. It reminded me of how in Janelle Cannon's picture book, Stella Luna, a young bat survives a predatory owl's attacks, falling down, down, faster and faster into the forest below. She clings to a branch until her strength gives out. Then down, down again she dropped, into an unlikely predicament. Bats and harvest moons are iconic figures of this season. And as I ventured out for a sanity walk in the Cache National Forest, everywhere I looked, I saw more. Fall forests are full of chilling scenes, and I was first struck by a gruesome sap bleed from a gaping evergreen canker. The yellow ooze seeping seemed beautiful somehow. I don't remember ever being so captivated by a wounded plant. And because I lingered, I also spotted a chrysalis containing a caterpillar's costume change on a neighboring tree. Next to that were the witchy remains of other withering forbs. Beneath my hiking boots was a toothy jaw grinning amid fragile leaf skeletons scattered on the forest floor. Even as I swapped away the cobwebs, I didn't see ahead until it was too late. The eerie beauty of nature eased the tormenting worries in my life. There's a Chinese proverb that says, "You can only go halfway into the darkest forest, and then you are coming out the other side." A good walk outside is great for the distressed heart and mind. I needed to find the unlikely power in autumn icons. As Mary Shelley wrote for Frankenstein, "Beware, for I am fearless and therefore powerful." Next time you are frightened by the unknowns or scarred by the realities, consider falling into a forest. I'm Shannon Rhodes, and I'm Wild About Utah.
Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio comes from the Harry Bertoia Foundation Gallery in St. George, with Sunambient sounding sculptures, the iconic diamond chair and bronze dandelions, and opportunities to learn about and examine post-war art. Museum quality sculpture. Information at harrybertoia.org.